From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is providing additional financial relief for farm loan borrowers who are facing economic difficulties. The 2022 Inflation Reduction Act provided $3.1 billion to help distressed borrowers. In October, $800 million in assistance went to help 11,000 delinquent and distressed borrowers, plus another 2,100 borrowers who had farms liquidated yet still had remaining debt. Farmer sentiment weakened again in March as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 8 points to a reading of 117. Both the Index of Current Conditions and Index of Future Expectations declined 8 points in March, leaving the Current Condition Index at 126 and the Future Expectations Index at 113. Weaker prices for key commodities, including wheat, corn, and soybeans, from mid-February through mid-March were a key factor behind this month's weaker sentiment reading. Some 41 senators reintroduced legislation to permanently repeal the federal estate tax. The Death Tax Repeal Act would end a tax that hits family-run farms, ranches, and businesses hard after the owner's death. South Dakota Republican John Thune says family-owned farms and ranches often bear the brunt of this tax, which makes it difficult and costly to pass these businesses down to future generations.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.